Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sing it, Crowder.
I'm not singing. I'm scared. I know. I can hear the real words as they're edited, and it just scares me.
Cheers to Cardi B.
Parking that truck in the big garage.
next segment, you're going to be able to win another chance to win the new Nest Audio from Google. Just make sure you're listening to Hawk and Crowder. No Hawk today. He's out. He'll be back tomorrow, though. So everybody that's sick of me, they hate me. Don't worry. Hawk will be back tomorrow. Hawk and Crowder will be back tomorrow. But right now, we're going to play Funky Buddha's Cheers 2, your chance to win $50 to the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room. The phone lines are full. Let's do it. Let's hit the big open, Dande.
It's Cheers 2. We love Funky Buddha so bad. It's Cheers 2. We love Funky Buddha so bad. Huck and Crowder. Love Cheers 2.
Cheers to
Crowder, the floor is yours.
My cheers to is going to the poll workers. They're volunteering, they ain't getting a dime, they gotta sit there. Right now, they're kind of putting their health on the line to be there to help out and get everybody's voice counted. Take your ID, they gotta give you the little sheet, then they gotta tear the bottom piece off and line it up, then slide it in that big ass machine at the end. It's not an easy job, they're not getting paid. I wanna give a big cheers to all the poll workers out there and say thank you from all of us.
Yes, that's a good one. The poll workers, we all appreciate them. Go out and vote if you haven't already. Dan Day, what's your cheers to?
First of all, they're volunteers? I thought they got paid like $100 a day or something.
They get paid. The lady told me she doesn't. She said she's doing it because she believes in democracy and everything. And I was like, damn, not a penny. She said, not a penny.
I used to work the polls and get like $100 a day, and it was brutal. But goodness, well, more cheers to them on that one.
Dan, were you stealing or were they giving you a check? Because it's a difference.
Oh, I was getting that check.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to do cheers to the guys for both teams in the World Series. Man, these baseball players are wearing big gold chains. They're talking noise to each other. They're mean mugging each other. And anytime they cut to a celebration of a home run or a hit or something, they have to drop audio because they're cussing like sailors. I like that sauciness. So to all the Major League Baseball players in the World Series, cheers to you.
I don't get where this is coming from, where Dan Day all of a sudden is this huge baseball fan. And last week, you did the same thing. You were giving cheers to the World Series or whatever. Like, where is this coming from? I've known Dan Day for, like, 2 years now. The guy's never mentioned having an interest in baseball. All of a sudden, Dan Day is the biggest baseball fan in the world. What's happening here, Dan Day?
They bring in flavor, man. They're talking noise. They're acting crazy. I like that,
what
man.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Watch tonight, mean? Man. They get a hit. They start mocking each other. They start talking to each other. They have to drop audio because they're cussing so much at each other. It's crazy.
Yeah, Solana. Dan, don't let Solana talk you off of this. This is a great World Series. The Dodgers and the Rays are playing great ball. Like you said, there's a lot of damn gold chains and silver and platinum on out there, though. I love that with the swag. Yeah, Solana, just because you only watch the big points, text me when it's in the bottom of the ninth when it's 4-4. No, watch the whole baseball game. These are the best two teams in the world playing to be world champions. Go to hell, Solana. Damn, we can love our baseball without any criticism from him.
Right. Crowder, let me know if it's a close game. Let me know if it's a close game. I'll tune in.
We'll text you.
Danny G. Is Danny G, is he partaking in Cheers 2? Do you have a Cheers 2, Danny G?
I am absolutely partaking. And as a longtime baseball fan, welcome to the party there, Double D Dan Day.
I've been at the party the whole time.
All right, I didn't see you there, though, but I'm just letting you know.
What is happening?
And by the way, Solana, call me about 30 seconds before a goal is scored in hockey, in soccer, and we'll talk about boring sports another time.
All right, what's your Cheers 2?
All right, but the
what's your Cheers 2?
My Cheers 2 is coming a little off the wall here. But just like Dan Day, I'm into Saucy, so my Cheers 2 is going out to Sacha Baron Cohen for his latest film, Borgat, subsequent movie film, delivery of prestigious bribe to American regime for make benefit of once glorious nation, Kazakhstan. What a great film. I was literally laughing so hard, I peed myself, and when I wasn't, my jaw was on the floor with WTF moments. If you guys have not seen this movie, you have to. It is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
I have not seen. I think you meant Borat. I heard
Borat 2. Yes, yeah. Borat 2. Subsequent movie film.
I haven't seen it yet, Crowder. Have you?
Yes, it's hilarious. Me and my wife watched it 2 days ago.
All right. I'll definitely watch that then.
I like all of that stuff. The Borat. Then he had one with a crazy one.
The Bruno.
Yeah. The Borat. Ali G. I love him. He's hilarious.
You saw Who's America too, right, Crowder?
Yes, bro. I'm with you, baby.
Oh man, I'm with
not
you.
Missing
all right, we're talking.
All right, Borat. I gotta watch it. Is it? What's that on? Like Amazon Prime or whatever? I don't know. I think I saw it on.
It's on Showtime. Oh no, the new movie's on Amazon Prime. Who's America was on Showtime.
Yeah, I watched Who's America. Who's America was hilarious. My Cheers 2, actually another show on Amazon Prime. I'm piggybacking off of Danny G. I started watching this new show called The Boys, and I told you to watch it, Crowder. Yeah. It's on Amazon Prime. It is, I guess it's not new. It's the second season, just came out. I binged it because I was obsessed. I'm obsessed with this show called The Boys. If you haven't watched it, trust me, you're going to love it. Trust me. Trust Solana. You are going to love The Boys. It is an awesome show.
You're obsessed with The Boys?
I'm obsessed with The Boys.
Gotcha. I'll quote you on that.
Let's go out to Big T in Miramar. Big T in Miramar. What's your cheers to?
Big T.
Big Pete. Big Pete in Miramar.
My cheers on this Tua's day is going to Tua. He's going to dog the Rams out. That bum Aaron Donald could even get Nick Foles. He's going to get Tua? Think not.
Yes. Big Pete, bring it strong. That's how you win cheers too, Big Pete. He's on my level, Crowder.
He liked the boy.
Called some, but nah, he called... called Aaron Donald a bum. That's what I'm talking about. Omar.
Don't upset him. Don't upset Aaron.
You're a bum, Aaron Donald. The whole defensive line of the Rams. Bunch of bums. Tua's going to make you a bunch of babies. Omar in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to?
I got to go back in the days. I got to get cheered to Channing Crowder for clipping his nuts. My girl been trying to get me to do it after we had our second child. But I said if she can't do it, I can't do it. So,
Hey, man. Cheers
to Channing Crowder.
Man, appreciate it, bro. You should do it, man. It's a good feeling to know that you can't make no babies. I don't know. It's a crazy feeling inside post getting it done. I would encourage you, man. Go get them clipped off. Get them all taken out and make it a little coin sack down there. You can have storage.
I'm gonna overpopulate the room.
Omar in Miami, giving cheers to Crowder for clipping his manhood. This has gotten weird. Frank and Margate, who are you giving cheers to? Please don't tell me it has to do with
Crowder's
appendages.
Definitely not. No, my cheers actually goes to the Godfather, calling this championship that the sorry old Lakers got needs to have an asterisk on it because our player's being hurt. So putting an asterisk on that bum, the bigger bum, LeBron James.
Yes. Frank and Margate knows how to play Cheers 2. And Pat Riley didn't really mean that, but it doesn't matter for the sake of Cheers 2 and Frank's argument. An asterisk on LeBron James, the bigger bums championship. That's how you do it, Frank.
You gotta yell bum and Cheers 2.
Okay. Bum! Joaquin and Davey, who are you giving Cheers to, Joaquin?
I'm giving cheers to everybody that is voting early and the people feeding those people waiting in line.
Did anybody catch that? I broke up. You guys hear me?
It kind of sounded like he was doing what Channing did. The people that are working at the polls. Is that correct, Joaquin?
Right. I said cheers to everybody waiting in line for voting.
For voting. Everybody
voters.
Waiting in line for voting.
I'm with you, Joaquin. The voting.
Yeah. I know
it's a great one, man. Yeah.
It is. It's longer for others than it is for... Because I know when I went to vote the other day, Crowder, there was no line for me. But one of my buddies that lives in downtown had to wait almost 2 hours to vote. So...
Yeah.
Definitely. Cheers to everybody waiting in line to vote. And let's out. We only have time for one more. Let's go to Lori in Palm Beach Gardens. Lori, who are you giving cheers to?
I am giving cheers. Actually, I have two. One to my grandson, the most important, who's 4. He's a sports enthusiast, and he made a hole in one when we set up golf.
Wow!
And boy,
wow.
He was so excited. We had the hole at one end of the room and he was at the opposite end of the room and we were all shocked. So he's 4.
And you were there to witness it, not like Channing Crowder's hole in one that nobody else saw and nobody else witnessed?
I was there to witness it. Yes, I was.
Okay, good.
Hey Lori, it's me, like guys like me and your grandson can get hole in ones. Raised well, Lori. Yes, I understand, Lori. Great job.
He is such a sports enthusiast, and he loves golf, so it was great. It was great. So, and then my second shout-out cheers is to all the people fighting to uphold our democracy.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lori.
Yes, Lori, perfect. Lori came with some funk at the end now.
She did. Yeah. She dropped the mic at the end. So we got Big Pete in Miramar, Tua, and he calls Aaron Donald a bum. Very important. Omar in Miami, cheers to Crowder for clipping his manhood.
Well, it's a hard decision. Yeah. I think Omar, I'm convincing him to go ahead and do it.
Frankie Fargate, the Godfather, called LeBron James a bum. Joaquin and Davey, very important. Everybody waiting in long lines to vote. And Lori in Palm Beach Gardens, her grandson who made a hole in one, and everybody trying to uphold democracy. Who you got, Crowder? Who you voting for?
This is a tough one. I want to be selfish and go with Omar, but I think being the only person in the hole in one club on this entire show, and probably everybody y'all know, I think I'm going to go with Lori because me and her grandson have a lot in common, and I want to uphold democracy as well. I'm going to go with Lori.
All right. Lori gets Crowder's vote. I'm gonna go Big Pete in Miramar with the Tua. He also called Aaron Donald a bum. Stole my heart. Big Pete in Miramar stole my heart. So Dan Day, it's between Big Pete in Miramar and Lori in Palm Beach Gardens as I hear the music bed run out, which means we've probably gone a little too long. So Dan Day, it's up to you. Big Pete in Miramar or Lori in Palm Beach Gardens.
I like the idea that Tua one day could become the bum maker. Take on that persona. So I am going with Big Pete and Tua, the bum maker.
Hopefully Big Pete and Miramar also wants to uphold democracy, Crowder. Hopefully he agrees with Lori's sentiments. Lori, thank you for playing. Omar, Frank, Joaquin, thank you for playing. But Big Pete and Miramar called Aaron Donald a bum. Tua, the bum maker. You win $50. To Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. You'll talk to Dan Day. He'll get your details. Coming up next on the show after another fun edition of Cheers 2. Yep. Crowder's manhood was mentioned. That's always fun.
Hey, man, now it's, you know what? People are scared of vasectomies, and people are like yeah. My man Omar said, he's running from them. His wife's been asking him, but now I can open up that door to vasectomy talk. Yeah. A lot of men aren't confident enough to talk vasectomies. Yes, they went in and they cut the pipes. Yeah. I don't make babies anymore. Sterile Crowder. Call me Sterile Crowder.
A bum maker and Sterile Crowder. Only on this show.
Sterile Crowder. Yeah. We're gonna talk more about the bum maker and some of that Xavier and Howard news coming up shortly here on Hawk and Crowder.
Y'all gotta get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They have it all, and it is delicious. Stone crab season is here. Y'all know my favorite time of the year is stone crab season, and stone crabs are here, all the sizes, the best price, the freshest stone crab. Some of them are still pinching at you when you take them home. Bro, the stone crabs are amazing, but Delaware has everything. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They have all the crustaceans, the oysters, the clams, the scallops. The wild-caught salmon is so delicious. Alaskan wild-caught salmon is just off the chain. You got to get to Delaware. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, everything I said is about 20% of what they have. Go to DelawareChicken.com. DelawareChicken.com. You'll see the entire menu. And when you go on there, you can find out what you want and order in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order will be packaged ready when you get there. When you get there, you call them. They'll bring it to the car. If you want to go on and keep shopping, go on in. Wear your mask. There's marks on the ground for social distancing. We just want to get, I tell you all this, all Delaware wants to do is get a bag of delicious food in your car, in your refrigerator, and in your family stomach. That's all we're looking to do. Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Wild caught jumbo shrimp right now. We just bought some the other day. $17.99 a pound. They are delicious. Fresh all natural fries. Only $2.49 a pound. We made those, I think yesterday, made some pasta with them. And Thanksgiving right around the corner. 8 pounds to 28 pound turkeys. Fresh, never frozen. I have been getting my turkeys from Delaware for 10 years now. And once you go once, you're going to be back again and again and again. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We'll talk about X, potential trade. Not according to the Miami Dolphins, though. We'll talk about that next on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.